Hello, everyone out there. This is Maura
and Harp, and we're bringing you the Chatterbox Podcast.
Yeah, and this is the kind of podcast where we chat about all different kinds of things, what's happening, especially cultural things, right, Harp?
Exactly. And if you're interested in more information or if you missed some words that we say, go check out our lip service at our website. The website is culips.com. And in the lip service, you can find the full transcript, plus detailed explanations, and even quizzes.
Yes, there's lots of fun stuff, and you can see our pictures.
Exactly.
So, today's Chatterbox, we're going to talk, Harp. What are we going to talk about?
The topic is Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. It's so huge and popular right now.
Exactly. So today we're going to talk about three specific things. The first thing is the popularity of Facebook. The second, we're going to talk about a couple of important terminology that you need to know for Facebook.
Facebook vocabulary.
Exactly. And the third one is going to be Facebook at work.
Yeah, the controversy where the trouble starts.
Exactly. So let's start with the first one. You already said this. Facebook is popular.
It's so popular. Today, I was talking to a friend about Facebook, and he actually doesn't have a Facebook profile page.
No way.
Yes. And so, it's like that now. If you don't participate in Facebook, you're strange, and maybe you don't get invited to parties. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're not included.
Exactly. It's because sometimes people are using Facebook email rather than their Hotmail or their Gmail or their Yahoo. People are using Facebook for everything, it seems.
They'll use Facebook to send each other messages. Mm-hmm. So, Harp, what exactly is Facebook? Can you define it?
So, Facebook is a social networking website.
Okay.
You have a profile and you can put pictures up. You can invite people to different events. You can join different networks. It's basically a way of keeping in touch with your friends.
Right. So before they had MySpace, which was pretty popular.
Yeah.
And I know in Japan they have Mixi. Do you know any other things?
There's Bebo. I think that's in South Korea.
Okay.
And there's more everywhere.
Right. Social networking sites are everywhere. But yeah. Facebook is for sure the biggest one in North America, in Europe as well. It's almost everywhere now.
Yeah, it seems like it. It has 150 million users.
Wow.
It's huge.
It's bigger than some countries.
It's bigger than Canada.
Yeah.
By a long shot. So it's so popular in terms of what you were saying, but I was like your friend 8 months ago. I didn't want to join Facebook.
Really? Why not?
I just thought it was a passing fad.
Okay, it was temporary, wouldn't last very long.
Yeah.
No. But, Harp, you were so wrong.
I love Facebook. I check it all the time now.
Yeah, it's an easy site to visit because mm-hmm. you can see what's happening with your friends. You can see pictures of them and send each other short messages.
Exactly. So if we move into the Facebook terminology or the Facebook vocabulary.
Okay.
The first one is the Facebook news feed.
Yes, the news feed is very important when you're using Facebook.
Yeah, so when you sign into Facebook, you see the news feed, and it basically shows the activity that all your friends are doing on Facebook.
Exactly. So if one friend communicated with another friend, or made a new friend, or posted photos, any activity is on newsfeed.
Yeah. So, for example, if Maura is going to go to a party this weekend and she accepted an invitation on Facebook, then it'll show up in my newsfeed.
Exactly. Yeah. So the newsfeed really tells you what's happening on Facebook with all of your friends. It's right there when you sign in, and it's usually the first thing you see.
Yep. Exactly.
So related to the news feed is the Facebook status.
Yeah. So your status is basically where it's usually a short sentence about what you're doing, how you're feeling, really anything.
Yeah, it's right on the top of your profile page, right beside your name, and you can type in whatever you want, a short sentence about, like you said, Harp, how you feel mm-hmm. or what you're doing. What was your most recent status on Facebook?
My Facebook status right now is that I'm excited because I bought new skates.
Oh, I see. So right now all your friends know that you bought skates and that you're excited.
Exactly. What's your Facebook status?
Well, I'm one of those people who doesn't update the status very often.
You did put some new pictures up. I saw those. Yeah.
Exactly. So I put new pictures up and Facebook told Harp about it.
Exactly. So I got to see the new pictures.
Now, what's this controversy you were talking about?
So the Facebook at work controversy.
Yeah.
So basically, companies out there are deciding that it can be unproductive. If you have Facebook at work, people check it too often. They don't work enough. So some companies don't allow people to see their Facebook at work.
At my old job, I wasn't very busy. So luckily, I could go on Facebook all the time. Yeah, and because there's so many things to do, I used it to entertain myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's lots of groups you can join.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested, Qlips has a group, so...
Yeah, go to Facebook and search for Qlips and you'll find us. But don't do it at work.
Yes, do it in your free time at home.
Right, we don't want you to get in trouble.
Exactly. So I think that's about it.
Yeah. And yeah, go to the site and check out Facebook for yourself. It's free to join and you can get connected with some old friends.
Exactly. So today we discussed Facebook's popularity.
Mm-hmm.
We also discussed some Facebook vocabulary.
Yeah.
And then we discussed the controversy with Facebook at work.
Yeah. Oh, Facebook. Well, let's end this episode so we can go check our Facebook.
Exactly. I need to update my status.
And don't forget to go to our website, qlips.com, because it's fun.
It is fun.
Okay. This has been Maura.
And Harp.
Bye.
See you later.